We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The following is a special report from News Radio 1080 KRLD in Dallas-Fort Worth. This podcast is being shared with you on a one-time basis. If you like what you hear, subscribe to the KRLD in-depth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I started to look ahead and there was another chunk of Arctic air coming down. I said, this is going to be a catastrophic event.
We are under rare and dangerous conditions, a winter weather warning.
Every part of the state of Texas will face freezing conditions.
People in North Texas mad, afraid, they're cold.
What everyone wants to know this morning is, when will the power be back on?
I walked out in the kitchen and all this water was pouring down from the kitchen ceiling.
So be able to say, when is it going to happen again? No way. Will it happen again? Yes.
The Texas Power Emergency and Rotating Outages. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
From home damage to insurance claims to sky-high energy bills, navigating the fallout from last year's winter storm has been a headache for many across the state. I'm Chris Blake, and in the third and final part of our series from News Radio 1080 KRLD, we take a look at the real-world impacts on Texas residents from the February 2021 winter storm. Peggy Jenkins lives in Colleyville, but she's no stranger to winter weather. Are you from Texas or are you from somewhere else?
No, I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, wow. So this winter storm for you was nothing new, but the power situation was probably something you'd never dealt with before.
Yes. I lived through a blizzard in Buffalo, and I lived through a blizzard when we lived in Pennsylvania. But never had I had pipes break and have inside damage to my home.
She was kind enough to share a story with us that will likely sound familiar to many Texans.
I was in my home that was, now the temperature inside was 40 degrees because I had lost my power. And I decided I was just going to bundle up and lay in bed and read a book. And all of a sudden, it sounded like somebody turned my shower on. And when I got up, I walked out in the kitchen and all this water was pouring down from the kitchen ceiling.
That is not a pleasant way to be disturbed from reading a book. So you see that happening. What's the first thing that goes through your mind and what do you do?
So the first thing that went through my mind was, I need to turn off the water. But I thought, is this coming from upstairs? So I went upstairs and kind of looked under the vanities. And then I thought, no, this has to be turned from outside. So I got in touch with three different people that I knew. My neighbor, who actually was not home, but got here as quick as he could from wherever he was first, and he turned the water off on the outside. After he turned the water off, I, of course, had water in my kitchen. And it had went into my family room, into my dining room, into a hallway, into a bedroom. This was, I think, on a Monday. And on Thursday, I came back to my house. and a plumber that had done work for me before came out right away, and he fixed the pipe, and I had water again.
How much damage was there?
I would say, everything considered, about $80,000. That included a lot of work in my kitchen. The ceiling had fallen down. They had to replace the ceiling. There was insulation everywhere. Everything in the kitchen had to be repainted. My kitchen floor was okay because it was tile, but they had to replace a living room, dining room, family room, bedroom, and hallway floors.
Jenkins says everything with her insurance and mitigation companies, as well as plumber and contractors, went smoothly. She said everything was completed by June, just 4 months after the freeze and power outage.
Because I know a lot of people, like I said, they couldn't get plumbers, they couldn't get contractors, they couldn't get their insurance people out. So in that sense, I was fortunate.
Peggy filed one of more than 500,000 insurance claims in Texas in the wake of the winter storm. Those claims will ultimately pay out $10.3 billion with a B, dollars in insured losses. Those numbers are according to the Texas Department of Insurance as of late December.
This is Ben Gonzalez, and I'm a spokesperson with the Texas Department of Insurance.
That's the part of the state government responsible for regulating the insurance industry. Ben, we're talking because it's the one-year anniversary of the winter storm. I would imagine anyone in the insurance industry is paying close attention when the weather looks like that. So what were you guys paying attention to as the temperature starts to drop?
You know, we saw the forecast as well as everybody else, and it was certainly nothing that I can remember experiencing. And so, you know, I didn't think it was going to be as long and as sustained as it was. Certainly the power loss was not something that we were expecting, which is something that caused a lot of the insurance claims, because once you lost power, you couldn't keep the house warm, and then the pipes start to freeze.
Aside from damage caused by busted pipes, what kind of claims did you see?
You know, I would say that the bulk of them were about pipes, but there were certainly other damage that was sustained by different people in different parts of the state. There was roofs that would collapse because of the weight of the ice and sleet that build up, and they just weren't able to sustain that. We also had several trees that were downed because they were also covered with ice and became unstable and either fell on cars or fell on carports or garages. And also homes. And once that happened, of course, then you've got snow and ice inside the home. So either way, you kind of end up in the same place. It's a wet mess, water damage to the floors, to carpets, electronics that got wet.
How many times have you seen damage caused by the weight of snow in Texas? Maybe in the panhandle occasionally, but in the major metropolitan areas, probably not very often, right?
Yeah, not in the Houston, Dallas, San Antonio kind of areas, but we just don't see it as much because there's not as much accumulation. Usually when we get any kind of snow, you know, half an inch, it's a big deal and we get excited, roads close and things like that. You're right. I mean, we shouldn't be too casual about it because it does happen a lot in the far north areas of Texas. But yeah, certainly for us in, you know, south and central Texas, it was unexpected.
Rich Johnson with the Insurance Council of Texas says some homeowners experienced a kind of roof damage that is rare in this state.
This isn't the kind of roof damage that we normally see in Texas from a tornado or a hurricane where the roof is actually removed. We were seeing what they call ice dams. So you'll get snow and ice on your roof. The sun comes out, maybe thaws it a little bit. At night, it gets cold again. Well, that water will back up underneath your shingles and cause damage that way, whether through leaks or just, you know, the constant expand and contraction of your rooftop or your shingles and cause damage that way.
Let's pick our conversation back up with Ben. Storm damage in Texas is certainly not out of the ordinary. We get tornadoes and hurricanes that cause significant damage, but those tend to be limited to a particular region. Have you ever seen a weather event cause widespread damage like this?
No, not personally. And I'm not a weather expert, of course, but as far as seeing a disaster that we were aware of and cognizant of, nothing like this that I can recall. You know, we've had several severe hurricanes over the past few years, like Hurricane Harvey, And that, of course, is much more, like you said, it's affecting a certain part of the state, you know, a concentrated area. But this was, you know, claims from all over. The difference in the two was that while Harvey caused so much flooding that there was homes and cars that were completely destroyed, in most cases, the claims that we saw from the ice storms were things that were repairable. You know, you could replace floors and fix plumbing. So that's the difference. And that's why the scope of it, of a, something like a Hurricane Harvey, even though it was concentrated in one area, still almost twice as expensive as the ice storm this last go around.
So would it be safe and accurate to say the damage was maybe more widespread, but not quite as devastating as a major hurricane?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like I said, the estimates from this ice storm, at least 6 months out from the event, were more than $10 billion for the ice storm. Wow. That's all over Texas. Hurricane Harvey was more than $19 billion. So, you know, that's quite a big difference and a lot more claims as well, even though we're talking Harvey was just in that coastal area in Houston and also in Corpus Christi area because of the strange way that that storm moved. There was more than 700,000 claims there. For the ice storm, we're talking about 500,000 claims. So 200,000 more claims and bigger damage for those claims.
While the vast majority of claims, about 85%, were residential, Gonzalez says commercial claims resulted in nearly as much damage. There were 42,000 commercial claims, which accounted for $4.1 billion in losses.
One of the questions that we've gotten a lot here at TDI has been, you know, what could I have done? You know, You know, the power was out. I couldn't keep the house warm. So, yeah, a lot of what we saw was plumbing and heating related. So when the pipes freeze, there's a good chance that they can break. So you want to do as much as you can to insulate anything that's exposed, starting in your attic and on the outside walls. And then try to keep it as warm as you can in your home. We probably won't have another one of these storms for a while, hopefully. But think about that when you see that storms are coming that could cause temperatures to go, you know, below freezing for an extended period of time. Protect your pipes and try to keep your home as warm as possible.
Finally, if it was home damage for some, it was energy bills for others. In the aftermath of the storm, thousands of Texans got energy bills that were exponentially higher than they were used to paying. And one power company in particular, Gritty Energy, made headlines last year for its sky-high bills. The company sold energy to customers at wholesale prices, which would indicate a certain level of risk for the consumer. However, a situation like a grid collapse was probably not on anyone's mind when they signed up for it. Here's KRLD reporter LP Phillips in a report from last March when Gritty filed for bankruptcy.
Because Gritty was tied directly to ERCOT's power rate structure, the rolling outages and the thirst for power last month during the winter storms caused some prices to go up into uncharted territory. Bills for some ran into the tens of thousands of dollars. If the Chapter 11 reorganization is allowed, customers who cannot pay their bills may not have to. But Scott Willoughby of rural Collin County, who was stuck with a $19,000 bill for 7 days, not only had automatic withdrawal.
I had the money in the account to be able to pay, but that's a significant portion of my savings.
He's calling on the politicians who made promises last month to live up to their word. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Gritty reached a settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office in August. Its customers did not have to pay those February bills. That does it for our look back at last year's devastating Texas winter storm. Along the way, I hope we learned something about how we can prepare, what to do if it happens again, and maybe even a little bit about weather. This project is the start of what will be plenty of new original audio from KRLD, and I hope you'll follow along with us as we tell the stories that impact North Texans. I'm Chris Blake. I'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.